Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yes, hi. My name is Catherine. I'm calling for Shaw Piano. We receive a business loan kind of things from your company a while back,
okay.
And I didn't call because we were too busy. But I'm actually
okay.
Very interested. I have it in front of me now.
Okay.
So I just have a question. We have a piano store, and it's been going on for a long time.
Okay.
And we are thinking to move. Now, what happened is we were in a place for up to 10 years, well, up till about January, February, the beginning of the year, you know, this year. And because our landlord gave us a 90-day, he said that he have other use of a property, blah, blah, blah. Now, the place that we find right now where we are, it's actually more of a light industrial. It's not really suit for our kind of a business because we have a retail part, we have piano rebuilt, we have repair shop and all this. And so anyway, we finally look a place that we really like, and it's not very far from here. And we just kind of thinking that we need to have a better cash flow in order to make it happen the way that we really can make more profit. Now, we had a very small amount of a loan from Cabbage because we use, QuickBooks Online.
Uh-huh.
And so as soon as we sign up QuickBooks Online, you know, all that. But I don't really care for that kind of a loan that you get from Cabbage because it's usually, that's a unsecured line of a credit, but each time you say, I need $5,000 to, they structure you to where you have to pay it back in 3 months or something. I would prefer, I don't know if this is possible. I would prefer a more of like a secure line or not unsecure or secure, whatever, line of credit or something for our business. And then if we need to use it, we're used to up to where we, you know, pay it in a, I don't know what I'm, I actually have, I wrote a note a while back, but I can't find that note. I thought I attached with, but it seems like your company have unsecured loan up to 3 years or unsecured.
Yeah, so it sounds like, so with Cabbage, you said with your online QuickBooks, so Cabbage, that's tied into your QuickBooks? They have like an offer that's attached or?
Yeah, well, when you sign up with, when you use a QuickBooks, they, all this offer just keep coming with your QuickBooks Online things, you know, blah, blah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there's a couple options. What are you using the money for? What are you planning to use the money for?
Just to fix up the place. Because there's landlord improvement. You know, he'll finish the carpet and the floor the way that we want it. But because right now we have a lot of a piano in the storage where we can't display it.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of just set up the store so we can sell a lot more piano.
I understand.
That's the thing, you know.
So it's inventory, essentially, as well.
Yeah,
are you using any of this money
to
purchase the pianos?
No. We have plenty of inventory already. But of course, if we have more, we may add some. If we have space, you know,
mm-hmm.
we may add up some. But I'm not looking for a $250,000 working capital that or equipment loan, that kind of thing. I'm more thinking of a, I don't know,
credit line. You're thinking of a credit line that you can use the money as you wish. And then pay
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, and then of
as
course, of course, each month, if I use higher, then my payment will be bigger, right? Which is okay.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
those, okay, so I'm gonna save you some time right now. Those are not around anymore. It's extremely difficult to get a credit line, revolving credit line, for your
mm-hmm.
business unless you're Coca-Cola or UPS or you know Federal Express. Banks are just not offering those anymore, and the reason being is when the recession happened, and one of the reasons why the recession got so bad is because
mm-hmm.
businesses took out all their money of their credit lines.
I see.
And then they couldn't pay it back. So these working capital loans, short-term working capital loans, are the only option that businesses have right now in order to get cash for their business. Now, if secured, if you want a 3 to 4 or 5 year loan, we can do that, but those are for secured loans only. Those are if you were buying equipment for your business and we were using the equipment as the collateral on the business. As far as unsecured loans, what we do on those is it's typically a 2-year max. We do a weekly payment instead of a monthly payment, and instead of a daily payment, we do weekly payments. And the terms typically, you know, range from, depending on how much you're borrowing, 9 months to 18, sometimes 24 months, just depending on what you qualify for. But those are the only loans that are available. I've been in, you know, business banking for 16 years. Right now, those are the only types of loans for cash that are available for business. What we do is we deposit the money into your checking account, and you use it as you wish. You can use it for improvements, you can use it for payroll, you can use it for marketing, you can use it for inventory, you can use it for whatever you want. There's no strings attached, there's no contractual obligations as to how you use the money. But because of that fact, and the fact that there's no collateral, it's a higher risk to the bank, so we do the weekly payment, we keep the terms, you know, pretty short. But yeah, we can definitely put this together for you, and it's much better than the Cabbage product.
Yeah. So what kind of amount that we're talking about, like a 30,000 or 50,000,
Well, that depends. How much are you depositing into your checking account every month, kind of on average over, say, the last 6 months or so?
12,000 to 15,000.
Okay,
that's
so...
say 12,000. But see, the thing is, let's see. Our income was really hindered this year because we're like in an obscure place, right?
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
last year, 2015, with the tuning, with the repair, with the contract work, with the university, and with the retail, we total about 260, well, roughly.
260 in sales?
1,000. Like for the whole business.
For 2015?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this.
And then what would you estimate you're going to be at this year?
Well, maybe 150.
Okay.
Because we basically have no sales department.
Okay. So I would say with those numbers, let's see. How about 14? What did 14 look like?
What is it? 14?
2014, what were your year-end numbers?
Hold on 1 second. Let me pull a QuickBook and I can tell you. Oh, come on. I have to do this. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. 14. No, I don't have in the online, so I have to open the old records. You know, the desktop. Hold on 1 second. Let me do it real quick. Okay. Quick. So you want 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, come on, what is all this crap? Okay. Profit loss of gender, okay. And, so the banking changed a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Last time I owned my own business was like, I sold it at 2009, I started in 1999.
See, that's about, 2009 is about where, you know, all those changes happened. You know, 2009 was getting into the worst part of, you know, our recession and economy, and that's when the banks kind of changed all their rules because, you know, they lost so much money.
I thought it's more like a, what do you call that, residential bill service. This one, gross profit. 149?
Okay.
This is like the profit and loss till 2014. That it shows 149,942. You know. And
okay.
Yeah. And if you want 2015, I can have it here too.
I would say with those numbers, I would say you're probably going to get approved for 20 to 25,000.
That's really good. Hold on 1 second. Let me. Oh, come on, give me a break. Okay, and then up till. So we probably even out with 2014 because you know this year we didn't do. Hold on 1 second. Now I have to switch back to my online QuickBook. I'm so confused with the things. Because we just do the online at the end of last year. You know, we switch anything online. Okay. Report. Profit and loss. This year up till right now, for January to today, it's 89,000. So that's
where you're at today?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah, I would say, you know, anywhere between 20 and 30,000 is where you'll be approved.
Okay. And what kind of a monthly payment that we're looking for?
Well, it's going to be a weekly payment.
Yeah, weekly.
Let me see here. Let's say if you get approved for, say, 12 months, it'll be, let's see here, we'll estimate at $25,000 in loans, loan amount.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Mm-hmm. I'd say your weekly payment will be in the ballpark of about $675 per week.
Okay. And then, how many weeks you count a year? 52?
Correct.
Okay, so how much is that?
So it's going to cost you about 32,000. Somewhere between 32 and 33,000 to borrow 25,000.
Okay. And is there any like a prepayment penalty or anything if we?
No. Nope.
Okay. So let me just get clear because I still don't know. So if we apply and we got approved for blah blah blah, and then we get 25,000 put into our bank account, and we just have to use it, and we can do whatever we do, and but the whole amount need to be paid back in 12 months, right? That's a good idea. Okay, I guess that's simple enough. So, okay, I will talk to my partner, and then I'll call back. Is this the number is any particular extension that I need to call in order to talk to you, or I just randomly call to whoever?
Now, what I can do, give me one second here. I'll get to the proper page. You have a reservation code on that form. Do you still have that?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second here. Get to the right place. And let me get that number from you. I'm ready now. And then I'll get your email address, send you an email. We'll get this all wrapped up.
Okay. Reservation code 2511-0401.
Okay. 0401.
0000 8609.
Okay, Shoal Piano Inc.
Yeah.
And see here. Is this 909-796-2100 a good number for you?
No, this is our old number. I don't know
Okay,
if we
what is a
can
good
help.
number for you?
909-798-5151. And
Okay.
that's in our web page. Should change all that already.
And what is a good email address for you?
Okay, show piano, that's one word, showpiano.inc@verizon.net.
Okay, sure. Is it piano? Is it plural or singular piano?
Singular.
Dot
Inc.
ink
ANC. And then
at
at Verizon.net.
dot net.
And
Okay,
if you want to
perfect.
see our web page, it's www.showpiano.com.
Okay, and what is your name?
Catherine.
Okay.
I'm the business manager, and Bill and me are a partner. We know each other
Okay.
since we were college, graduate school,
Okay.
20 years ago. So, okay. So you're going to send me something, and then we'll start from there. But I'll have to talk to him because I'm just kind of explore what's the what. And I mean, I have a few, but you know, I kind of like what I see here, so we'll see what if we want to do this.
Okay. Well, I just sent you an email, and I have the application attached, and then I've also in the email requested your 15 tax return and 6 months business bank statements. So that is
Okay.
all that I need in order to move forward if you decide you want to look.
We didn't do the tax year for this year. But we have
For
it already.
15?
We just didn't have the, We just don't have the a CPA appointment yet, but we would going to do anyway. Really soon, so I don't know.
So then, instead of sending me the 15, just send your 2014.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Yeah, and I can print it out what I'm about to send it to the CPA. You know, the profit and loss from QuickBooks. Okay. Yeah, let me talk to Bill, and then we'll keep in touch about this.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.